We like to see big gains. We want to achieve major growth every step of the way. We love watching expansive and broad movements when it comes to a performance. Time-lapse videos are fun to watch because they show us extreme shifts in cloud patterns, for example, which might otherwise go unnoticed in real time. In boxing, most of us would prefer to watch a knockout punch win over a split decision. In football, we'd rather see a 75-yard touchdown pass than a 75-yard grind down the field 4 yards at a time. Wouldn't it be great to hit a home run every time you stepped up to the plate? But that's not the reality in which most of us live. Consider the fact that nearly 80% of millionaires don't become rich because they won the lottery or inherited a fortune. Most have actually spent their entire adult lives saving, investing, avoiding debt, and living within or below their means. This isn't to say that becoming a millionaire is what everyone should strive for. It simply illustrates my point that the backbone to achieving success, in whatever form you prefer, requires day-to-day care and maintenance of a thing. Think of this in terms of tending a garden, if you will. One day of soaking rains followed by a heavenly day of sunshine won't yield an abundant crop at the end of the season. You have to monitor and maintain the garden daily in order to keep the pests at bay and ensure that the crops are receiving appropriate water, nutrients, and sunlight. Sure, big things can and do happen that make it look like every day is a huge success. However, making those big gains is often only possible because of this less than sexy aspect of progress, which is a slow and steady march toward a clear goal. What's occurring behind the scenes, or to the untrained eye, is that the individual or unit is sticking to a plan, yet making adjustments based on feedback and new information. Essentially, what they're doing is perpetually strengthening their position. In chess, this is often referred to as making a quiet move. Outwardly, it may not appear that your opponent moving their bishop one square over, for example, yields anything. It doesn't threaten, it doesn't defend. So you continue playing as if it was a wasted move when in fact it was the needed setup to yield a checkmate for them in 5 moves yet to come. Strengthening your position is not a single or solitary endeavor. It's not a one-time process. It's routine evaluation. It's attention to detail. Then it requires you to make the necessary changes to simultaneously guard against unnecessary hiccups in the future and capitalize on windfall opportunities when they're presented. It's the long game, and it's about having the confidence to step back from the regularly scheduled program for a commercial break or two. For the past month, I've taken a break from writing new articles for Tahoe Trail Guide. This has been odd for me because I've written nearly 3 articles per month for the past 29 consecutive months. But this isn't to say that I haven't been working on Tahoe Trail Guide. During my last week of work at the Cross Country Ski Center back in April, I got the contact information for a friend of a friend who provides various web services to businesses. The reason I was inquiring is because I wanted third-party feedback about my website. How can I get more traffic to visit my website? Does the structure of my website make sense? What am I forgetting or missing? And what am I doing wrong? These questions and more are what I asked this person. So after filling out a lengthy survey and answering more questions over the phone about my operation, we formulated a plan. Essentially, I hired the North-based McAuliffe Web Services to teach me how to perform search engine optimization planning, keyword research, and how to write articles in a way that ensures that they're found online and read. So instead of writing new articles, I've been cleaning up what I've already created. Not that any of it was wrong, it's just that there are more focused ways to reshape the content I already have that makes it more appealing to a person looking for the information I'm providing. I'll spare you the boring details of the process. Just know that, although I'll post new content in June, I'm more focused right now on implementing the new things I've learned from this recent educational experience. And in addition to strengthening the position of Tahoe Trail Guide on the web, I recently started my full-time summer job. Suffice it to say that I go to bed knowing that I put in a full day's work.